Yes, Chief.
Brothers?
Yes, sir.
Well, you said to start things up for me today. I'm intimately involved and associated with companies and institutions, about 35 of them, on which I'm either a director or a trustee or a chairman.
Yep.
Most of those here, some of these in Europe.
Yes.
Now, what I'd like to do is to have you tell me who I can talk to about that, what my obligation would be, what I'd have to do, whether I could take leave of absence, and all that kind of thing.
Well,
yeah.
I will see if the Security Council meets in 30 minutes. I'll check that with Clifford and with Rusk. I have not mentioned you to either one of them. What we had said yesterday in talking about the type of person we wanted, which just fits you to a T, we want somebody that knows he's not Secretary of State. But we want somebody the President has complete confidence in, because frequently he has to take his judgment instead of somebody else's. And we want somebody that we think the head of every state would have to have confidence in, whether it were De Gaulle or Kissinger or somebody else when they called on him. We want somebody that we think is judicious. Now, we said to them yesterday, I want somebody that's a little Republican, a little conservative, a little prudent. I don't want to, I want a man kind of like I think I am and like I think Russell is, except maybe on the racial thing a little bit, and we a little bit that way too, but you fit the bill. So we said yesterday that we would ask somebody to take a leave of absence from their companies. Both Rusk and Clifford agreed to that. I think what you would have to do to your 35, but I'll check it and have one of them call you back. Clifford is a specialist in this field, having advised all cabinet officers. And I would think that what you would have to do is say, could I have a leave of absence from June the 1st to January the 20th?